Fighters, I want to let you know about a new group that we have on Facebook. It's called Contractor Sales Pros. You just go to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros. You'll run into it there and you can go ahead and request access to it. This group is for current sales professionals in the construction industry. Listen, guys, this is a place that you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as salespeople in this industry. And I want to invite you to be a part of that, be part of the conversation that we have going on there. So you go to Facebook, Contractor Sales Pros, and jump in with a bunch of other cool people. You guys rock.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. I've had a lot of conversations lately with people in our various coaching groups about delegating some of the shit off of their plate. And these conversations are mostly with one-man shows that I'm referring to today. So if you're a bigger company with a bunch of staff already, this may or may not apply to you at all. But these conversations I've been having always kind of had these common themes, and it revolved around a scarcity mindset of hiring. And, you know, what people focus on is, one, just like the human condition, right? People, by and large, are a pain in the ass. I know they certainly piss me off more often than not. And so people immediately default to all the headaches involved with having employees, you know, people calling in sick and screwing up the schedule, people just constantly whining about money, not doing their job, personality conflicts between staff members, all of that shit, right? Another thing they worry about is just the stress of being responsible for other people's livelihood. You know, when my kids were little, I know I stood in the doorway of their bedrooms and stared over them as they slept, wondering how the fuck I was going to keep this dream alive and provide for these kids. And years later, after that fact, I counted up all the miles that my employees and subs, you know, with their families and everything consisted of. It was like 63 people relied on my business to feed themselves. And that hit me pretty hard. You know, I spun that initially. I was like, holy shit, that's scary. And I spun that actually around as like, as motivation to, you know, make sure I'm calling my leads back quickly and pursuing sales and everything else. It's like, it drove me. Like, these fuckers are relying on Dan to get his shit done. So Dan's going to do it. A big misconception that keeps coming up is that people are freaking out. They think that a production employee in particular is going to cost them money. Like, how am I going to afford this guy? I can't afford to pay somebody $25 to be on the jobs right now. But they don't look at it that these guys are force multipliers. They're like a machine gun versus a bolt action. And you get more work done. And for every dollar you're paying in labor, you should be getting a dollar back in your pocket minimum, not counting the fact that it frees up your calendar to get a hell of a lot more work done. And finally, there's the old craftsman's dilemma, right? Which kind of goes into the business owner dilemma too. Nobody can, you know, do a miter joint as well as I, or nobody can grout as well as me, you know, the craftsman bullshit. And then the owner thing, nobody's going to treat my customers like I'm going to treat them. Nobody's going to sell as hard as I'm going to sell. And you know what? That may be true. You know, maybe true on the trade aspect of it. It certainly actually is true by and large on the skill set as far as like the personality stuff. Like, nobody is going to work as hard as the business owner. Nobody is going to sell as hard as Dan because Dan's name is on the fucking business, you know? But that doesn't mean that the efforts they're giving aren't going to move your business forward. It doesn't mean that you need to be the standard for your business, because maybe you're just exceptional. And by definition, if you're exceptional, then the people around you, by and large, are not. So if you want to limit your pool to yourself, then you'll be right back where you started. But those things aside, well, those are the common themes that come up. Most people overlook a benefit that I have become acutely aware of, and that is having people delegating to do the work, a lot of these work for you, just insulates you from the bullshit. In essence, they take the punches related to business for you. So, you know, I'll use my buddy Sean, who got me into contracting, as an example. And he's got all subs running his crews, running his production. But between him and the clients and the crews, he's got an operations manager. He's got project managers. So the result is he's completely isolated from the bullshit of running this business day to day. Customer client, that goes to the project manager. Project manager figures that out by dealing with the sub, whatever has to happen there. Operations manager is taking care of all the materials, making sure invoices and everything are going out. Again, insulating them from the day-to-day aspects of the business. And the result is that he's able to have all of his bandwidth returned to him so he can focus on big picture things, adding services, marketing strategy, franchising his business, all these higher level tasks that when you're the one that's running fucking lumber, you're the one that's calling the no-show at the job site, trying to figure out what time he's going to get there so he can deal with the customer. Those things all detract and prevent you from the big picture thinking that you need to actually grow and scale your business. So with that, if you find yourself struggling with day-to-day tasks, you find yourself overwhelmed, how do you figure out what to do and what to pass off to others? That's pretty simple. Write down everything you do in your business on a piece of paper. Then separate the things that you like to do and are competent at doing. And then take note of the things that you just completely suck at or things that suck the life out of you. And the things that you suck at and that suck the life out of you, look at those and figure out, do they need to happen, one? And if they do need to happen, who do I have to hire to make sure they happen and they don't, that bullshit is taken off my plate? And then when you look at the things that you're competent at and things that you like doing, winnow those down to a list of tasks that you're the best at, that the things that give you the most joy. And more importantly, make sure you kind of ration those out in a sustainable way so you're not just loading everything on your plate and still being overwhelmed and still being ineffective. And then whatever's remaining after you do that little weeding out process, again, assess who has to be hired or what other roles can be slid around by other people on your team to make those important things happen. And what you'll find is that once you've got your condensed list of things you like and are competent at, is that you become much more effective at your job. Your bandwidth will be opened up so you can focus on bigger picture topics and ideas that are going to move your business forward. So with that, I will leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.